Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. It's going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight, and what you heard starting off the program was something from a jazz player named Mike Smith, and he's a jazz pianist, and he has a pretty interesting album out called Famous Wildlife Movies, and you heard a track called, well, it's just movement number one from a six-track movement. Which makes up the latter half of the album. And the first half is more of a, well, kind of traditional jazz movements, I guess. You can check this out on the All Set record label. Let me see. I think is if you check out alliburkcock.com, you can check out, I think, some information on Mike Smith. Anyways, hope you're enjoying yourself this evening. Don't forget to check out our website, citr.ca. For podcasts and playlists and different ways you can get involved with CITR. So starting off, you're going to hear something from couple harp players in this next set. A couple harp players that are not Joanna Newsom. The first of which is a player named Emily and Ogden. And Emily's a singer and Ogden's her harp name for harp. She has an album out called 10,000, and you can hear a track of it called Blame. This came out on the Secret City record label, which is a Eastern Canadian based label that just celebrated, I think, their 10th anniversary. I was playing a few stuff on their compilation. But apparently I played this album last year. I was just going through some little play sheets, and apparently I played the first track off of this album. So yeah, it's great to hear the full album out now. Once again, that's 10,000 by Emily and Ogden. After that, you're going to hear another harp player that's named Mary Latimer, and she's a harpist that's put out stuff on the Thrill Jockey record label, as well as Ghostly International, which is kind of known for a hip-hop and electronic-oriented label, so it's really interesting that she has an album out on there. From Mary Latimer, you can hear a track off a 2016 album that came out not on the Ghostly International label, but it came out, I think on, let me see if I can dig that up. I should have wrote this down. But anyways, it's called At the Dam. You can hear a track of it called The Quiet at Night. And I'll see if I can dig up the label name. But anyways, first right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Emily and Ogden. This is a track off her album called 10,000. This track is called Blame.
Far as I can see, heartlessly put the blame on us. shoulders weighed down from pine and the stakes, wishing I could undo the hurt. Ain't easy as lifting my skirt like a child. Chaps are so sore from trying to explain. You don't love me no more. Well, there's no one to blame, but you were to blame, 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 you were to blame.
Yeah, that was from Mary Latimer with a track called At the Dam, or a track off the album called At the Dam. That was a track called The Quiet at Night. And Mary Latimer is a harp player, and she's previously put out stuff on the Thrill Jockey record label, as well as stuff on the Ghostly International record label. And I recently read a really good review of her on the Yellow Green Red website. Head to yellowgreenweb.com and do a search for Mary Latimer, and you get to check out some interviews from her. Anyways, before that you heard something from Emily in Ogden, a track called Blame, which is taken off her 10,000 album that came out on Secret City Records. And hope everyone's doing pretty good this evening. And if you're out celebrating this holiday weekend, make sure you plan ahead to get home safely. Plan for a cab or plan for a ride for friends. See a lot of people out celebrating this evening on the way here, so make sure everyone gets home safely. And send out some thoughts to the protectors down at Standing Rock this weekend. So up next in this next set, you're going to hear something from Marching Church. And Marching Church is a side project of one of the guys from Ice Age. His name is Elias Bender Ronenfelt. I caught Ice Age a couple years ago at in Calgary at the Sled Island Music Festival. I didn't think they lived up to all the hype that they got, but I don't know, it was pretty good to show live. Anyways, Marching Church is a side project that he has going with a few members of a group called Lower, as well as Puce Mary. And I think this is their second release on the Sacred Bones record label. It's called Telling It Like It Is. You can hear a track off of it called Heart of Life. And this guy often gets a whole lot of comparisons to Joy Division. Probably a bit too much in my opinion. But anyways, we'll see what you think of this album. Once again, that's Marching Church, and you'll hear a track called Heart of Life. After Marching Church, you're going to hear a Eastern Canadian band called Sunshine and Blue Moon. They have an album out called Welcome to the Future that we just got into the station. You'll hear a track called Never Looking Back. And then after that, a band that's all entirely French, and they're based out of Montreal. They're called, let me see, Avec Pas de Casque. Probably really butchered that. They have an album out called Effects Spéciaux, and you'll hear a track off of that called, let me see, I'm going to really butcher this, Il Fait Noir de Bon Heur. Anyways, check out Gross Point Records, which is the record label that they put this out on. I don't have a quick way to read off their URL. But anyways, they're based out of Montreal. So I'm going to stop rambling here, right here on this next set. This is something from Marching Church, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Which is the river which is the heart of life. if the light of the moon is following me, like a spotlight in some bizarre theater of loneliness. Fist fucked by destiny, I'm positioned like a beggar at the heart of life, sugar. My delusions, the treasures of a misled life, vaguely resemble paradise of times. In the wilderness, directions lost while discovery tests new visions in the wild. Seems to live up to this, but that's of course always the case. Yet a matter of realizing when one can't belong, one feels the urge to ruin at the heart of life, baby. And all the while it feels as if the light of the moon has been following me, like a spotlight in some bizarre theater of loneliness. Fist fucked by destiny, I'm positioned like a
Bonjour mur. Bonjour chaise. Bonjour saison de malaise qui s'achève. Travaille au noir, quand le froid nous vandalise, tu dis colon malade pour le restant de nos vies. Bonjour, Anne.
Of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports!
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Back, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host P-Bone, and that was a French band out of Montreal called Avec Pas de Casque, and you heard the track off an album called Effects Spéciaux. Before that, Sunshine and Blue Moon with a track called Never Looking Back off the Welcome to the Future album, and at the very top was brand new stuff from Sacred Bones Records out of Brooklyn. That was Marching Church with a track called Heart of Life. And that's off the album called Telling It Like It Is. And once again, that's the frontman of Ice Age. You may know them from some of their Matador releases. Anyways, I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and we're about at the halfway point. And we're going to make a left turn and get to a little bit more kind of crunchy, louder stuff in this next set. You can hear something from a group out of Edmonton, I do believe. They're called Lacho Drome. And you'll hear a track off an album called Don't Measure, Cut Yourself. And you'll hear a track called Classy Lassie. A little bit more kind of a kind of noodly, proggy guitar rock, I guess. Anyways, after Lacho Drome, you'll hear a band out of the Nanaimo called Flatbed. And you'll hear a track off of the album called Rise and Death. And you'll hear a track called Bong Woman. And you can check them out at flatbed2015.bandcamp.com. I'm not sure why it's 2015. Maybe they only thought they were going to last a year. But anyways, they're based out of Nanaimo. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from a group called Lacho Drome. And let me see. If anyone's interested in a list of recently played tracks and stuff like that, you can definitely head to our website, citr.ca. And you can check out podcasts, playlists, and find out different ways you can get involved. But anyways, right here on CITR, this is something from Lacho Drome. all the way from Nanaimo. That was a band called Flatbed. That was a track called Bong Woman off the Rise and Death album. And before that, from Edmonton, was a group called Lacho Drom with a track called Classy Lassie off the Don't Measure Cut Yourself. Those are two brand new CDs into the station. We get lots of great music here at CITR, so it's always great to explore all kinds of new bands every week. So you are listening to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And there's very few bands that really kind of have that enigmatic and very mysterious following these days, with the ability to post so many updates on social media and give us a kind of a exposure to what they're doing every single day. But anyways, there's one band that really does that well, does the mysterious part well, I'm saying. And that's a group called Suffocate for Fuck's Sake. They're based out of Sweden, and they have a huge cult following in the kind of post-rock communities. If you check out a lot of post-rock forums, these guys get quite a few mentions. And they only have two albums out. I think they have a lesser-known EP. But Suffocate for Fuck's Sake have an older album that came out in 2008. And their brand new album called In My Blood was just released today. And you're going to hear a track of it, something called 33 Years Ago. And apparently this album is based on Sweden's history of eugenics. They've had a pretty storied history of volunteer eugenics. But this whole album is based on that theme. Anyways, you can check them out at suffocateforfucksake.bandcamp.com. And they really have that post-rock sound that's very similar to Envy or even Mono and some elements of Mogwa and Godspeed. Once again, this is their second album, so it's pretty great that they have such a huge following with only such a small body of work. So this track is a little bit longer, so we're just going to hear this track and then I'll get back to some more music and I'll talk to you some more later on. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something off the album called In My Blood. This track is called 33 Years Ago. We'll be right back.
23 ore si danno. Niente sul letto, sei a invitare due attente, due mie attente. De 33 år sedan bom. Det skrevs.
Dina kollegor, de du kände, resonerade de likadant, eller?
Ja. Det har aldrig, den har ju varit medvetna, skickar ju in alla sina skrifter med varje ansökan om professur. Det har aldrig riktat som kritik mot alla, nog tyckte att det var tämligen självklart.
Jag menar,
de tyckte att det var självklarheten. Ja. Du håller den där eländet kvar när jag har slutat, som om du trodde att det skulle komma en skvätt till. Men det gör det inte. Du är lite fast för en vanlig mekanism. Det här är svårt att uttrycka. Men du för ett resonemang så som vore dagens tänkesätt om enda självklara. Det är på något sätt allt för lätt att ta för givet att dagens tänkesätt är de enda raka. Kan du se vad jag menar? Nej, det kan du inte. Thank you. upplevelse var säkert en rutin. Rutinären för den. Och jag kan inte tänka mig ett medicinalråd som går hem och gråter över att han har beslutat om en sterilisering. Eller steriliseringsvillkor. De tänker sig att det är tyvärr lite främmande.
Är det att de ser de som sitter?
De ser ju inte patienten, de avgör på papper. De avgör på papper.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Devil Mayweather, East Vanity Parlor, East Van Graphics, F.S. and Frank, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Texts, RX Comics, The Rag Machine, The Wallflower Modern Diner, True Value Vintage, I Found Gallery, and Woo Vintage Clothing. What would we do without our friends?
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and that was a post-rock group out of Sweden called Suffocate, for fuck's sake. You heard the track called 33 Years Ago, and that was a track taken off the In My Blood album that just came out today, and it's their second release, the first one since their 2008 release. That is, it's about two sentences long, so I won't say it for sake of time. Up next, yeah, so I'm going to play these two last tracks for you tonight, and then I'll be back with some more great music next week. And keep it locked on CITR, as more great programming coming up at 11. So I'm going to leave you tonight with something from Profound Lore Records and their new release that they have from an artist named Wife. And Wife is a project of a guy named James Kelly, and you may know him from a black metal group called Altar of Plagues. And this new Wife project is quite a bit different than that. It's more electronic focused, and it has a little bit of kind of glitchy post-dubstep sounds with some kind of strange cut-up auto-tuned vocals. Anyways, from Standard Nature, you can hear a track called Glass Interruption. And it's a pretty interesting release to be put out on Profound Lore Records. I know they've been kind of branching out recently and putting out a hip-hop album with the Dalek release, but primarily they've been putting out some various forms of extreme metal, and Profound Lore is a Canadian record label. After Wife, you can hear something from an artist named Mora, and they're out on Lux Records, and you may know Lux Records from one of their releases from Helena Hoff, and they put out some other really great electronic stuff. Check them out at luxrec.net. But from Mora, you can hear a track off an EP called You'll Never Understand, and you'll hear a track called Don't Tear My Soul Apart. But first, right here on CITR, this is something from Wife. This track is called Glass Interruption.
Sure. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.